Isaiah chapter 60. And I'm going to start reading here at verse 9. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 9. So again, the millennial reign we know is at the end of the tribulation period. We know that our Lord is coming back to set up His kingdom. We know as believers we will come with Him. We've seen that in Scripture. What you're doing for God now will impact what you do then. We've gone through and talked about what's going to happen with Israel, how things are going to be changed with Israel because our Lord will be there. Last week we talked about how the earth through the tribulation, if you think of the tribulation period, more than half of the world will be destroyed, be killed. We know that the green grass, the trees will, I think a third of them are destroyed. There will be seas and rivers that will turn into blood. I mean, it will be a destruction that will happen. The Bible talks about this great earthquake that will happen that will move the islands and move mountains. I mean, you think about the earth, it's just going to be horrible what's going to happen to it. And then what do we see? When He sets up His kingdom, there's a river that will start to come out, and it's the renewing of the earth, and it will be this renewing. And last week we were in chapter 35, we were talking about there's miracles. God's going to have some miracles that's going to happen. People, have been hurt, that will be healed. So now you're in Isaiah chapter 60, and if you look down here, verse 9, the Bible says, "Surely the owl shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because He has glorified thee." So as we start reading this, God is telling us what's going to happen during this time, right? So we know there's Israel as a nation, that the Jewish people are coming back to their land that's there, and we could already see that. But then what's happened is during that tribulation period, not all the Jewish people are going to come back. Not all the Jewish will come back during the tribulation period. However, at the millennial reign, at the beginning of it, what we're going to see is there's going to be Gentile nations, right? You think about Gentile nations to be all nations other than Israel. And what they're going to do is they're going to, because they know the Lord set up His kingdom, they're going to then start bringing the Jewish people to their land. So that's what he's talking about. And also what's going to happen is the wealth, right? So whenever they have some wealth, I don't know what it will be, tariffs, I don't know. But whatever it is, right, I'm just joking. So bringing in their wealth into Israel, right? And that's what we're seeing here. That's what he's talking about bringing them in. Verse 10, hopefully you got my joke there. "And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee." God's going to use these Gentiles to help with assisting building of Israel, building areas, building land, right, or buildings that are there. So we can see that. "Therefore that gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that that man may bring unto thee the forces of Gentiles, and their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." So if you remember in Zechariah chapter 14, Zechariah chapter 14 talks about the end of the tribulation period, and it talks about the beginning of the millennial reign. And then in there, what is we saw, our Lord is going to be reigning. And as He's reigning, He said if there would be people that do not come to come to worship the Lord, there's times where they'll come. God said He's going to bring judgment. So you could see He's talking about that, right? Things are going to be changed when He's ruling and reigning. Where am I at? I'll read verse 12 again. "And nations kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious." So again, we know He's reigning, And what they're doing is they're bringing things in, bringing in supplies, right? That's there. So in our minds, it's hard to picture because we see the earth as it is, right? But you have to remember it's been kind of destroyed, and now it's going to be this renewing. And what we're seeing is the Gentiles are coming to help Israel, to bring things in, to help with building things, to helping them. That the sons also of them that afflicted shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down to the sole of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. And you can see that has not happened. But one day it will, right? One day, you think about these nations will come in and show respect to Israel. Why? Because of Jesus, amen? It's our Lord Jesus Christ setting up his kingdom. Verse 15, Wherefore, as thou hast been forsaken in hatred, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and suck the breast of the kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am my Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. So when he says of that, what he's saying is, they'll be giving their wealth to Israel, right? Not all of it, but they'll be bringing their wealth into Israel. So you think about Israel, as we could see in the scripture, during this time, because Jesus is here, is going to be a superpower. And what's going to happen is those Gentile nations, those who have gone through the tribulation, there'll be those that will bring things, wealth into Israel and to help them. That is not happening in what we see in this world today, but there'll come a day where that will happen. Look over here to chapter 62. Chapter 62. So again, things will be changed. Things will be moved around in this earth. You may say, preacher, what does that mean? I have no idea, but he says the owls will move, right? So wherever Hawaii is, will not be where Hawaii is, right? If Hawaii is still there, right? I don't know if it'll sink or it will move somewhere, because that's what he's saying, it will move. So in chapter 62, in verse 1, for Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as the lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. So what we're going to see is, again, during this time, millennial reign, the nation of Israel is going to accept the Messiah. And when they get saved, now they're going to start living for him. And because they start living for him, it's going to be a lot different than what's in Israel today. It'll be a place of righteousness. People will see that. They will see Israel, and they'll see them trying to live for God, right? So what we're seeing is Israel will be changed, and others will see that. We do know, the Bible tells us, the Gentiles will be coming in and saying, hey, we want to learn about Jesus Christ. We want to learn of the Messiah. So they'll be coming in. And don't forget, at this time, there'll be people that will be born, right? So you think about, there'll be kids that will be born during this time. And as they're born, to grow up, they have an opportunity to receive Christ or reject him. But things will surely be different, and it won't be the crazy stuff that we see today. And thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, right? So you think about Israel, how Israel turned away from God. During the millennial reign, that's not the case, right? They're not going to be forsaken from the standpoint, they're not going to turn away. They're going to serve the Lord. Neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hezbollah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. So here it is, he's talking about Israel. Why? Because he's there, they're saved, they're trying to live for God, and things will be different. I like what Mark said the one time, a replay, and that replay is how it should be, right? Old Testament, God told him what to do. What was it? They miserably failed. And now he's setting up his kingdom. And what is it? They're going to do it right. Because it's a rod of iron that he'll rule by. But we'll see. They're saved. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. So you could see, that is righteousness. They're going to live for the Lord, right? God does rejoice when we are trying to live for him, right? It is profitable to live for God. Where are we at? I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night, that they make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by the right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies, and the sons of strangers shall not drink thy wine, for which thou hast labored. Right? So again, what do we see? God is blessing Israel. And you can go through and read the rest of the verses, but look down the last verse. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Why? Because Israel is serving God. That's not the case today. Israel as a nation, the majority of Jewish people do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, but there is coming a day they will. And what else? There is coming a day where they will serve the Lord. It will be a place of righteousness. Look over here to chapter 65. Is this making sense to you? How things are going to be different, change? All right. If you have questions, just, yeah. Well, just let me know. If it's related to millennial reign, let me know here. Look over here to chapter 65. Chapter 65. Verse 17 through verse 19 is a different dispensation. That talks about at the end of the millennial reign when God creates the new heaven and earth. Verse 20 speaks of during the time of millennial reign. So these are different dispensations, verse 17 and 19 and verse 20. So verse 20 talks about the millennial reign. You may say, preacher, how do you know that? Well, if you read the scripture, you'll see also. So in verse 20, Isaiah 65, verse 20, there shall be no more hence of infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. Things are going to be different during this time, right? There's not going to be, you think about the people that are dying young, right? Because things are going to be different. Things are going to change that's here. Now, people still have a sin nature, right? Not us, right? Because we'll have that new body, but people that are born will still have it. And you may say, well, how do you know? Well, it says, for a child shall die 100 years old. There's still death during the millennial reign. Now, we don't die, right? Because we have that new body. We can't die. We can't. We don't have a sin nature. But those who make it through the millennial reign, and you think about Israel that gets saved, they will have children. So others will have children. But as you can see here, it says a child will be 100 years old, right? So if you think about, people are going to live. It's kind of going back, I think what you're saying, going back to some things. Why? Because there's a difference, right? This world has changed. But there will still be death. There will still be sorrow during this time, even though he's ruling and reigning. So there's still sin. So you know what that also means is there's still a choice. Now, we as believers are saved, right? We don't have a sin nature, right? We'll do what's right. We're going to be serving the Lord. But those who will be born during that time will have a choice to make to receive Jesus Christ or to reject him. They still have a choice. And the reality is, you think about Lord willing, most of these people will accept the Lord before they die. But you could see during this time, there's still a time of death. That's how we know when you look at verse 20, it's different verse 17, 18, and 19 because there's death. 17, 18, and 19 talks about when God creates a new heaven and earth. There is no death. Verse 20 refers back to the millennial reign. There are some people that group it all together and try to say that this is that new heaven and new earth. That's not the case. If that's the case, there would be death in heaven. And we know that's not the case, right? But the sinner, so again, millennial reign, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. So you think about, during the millennial reign, there'll still be sin. But it will be different, right? He's going to rule with a rod of iron. He's going to judge people, right? Judge nations. They don't do what's right. There'll be a judgment that's there to get them to do what's right. But they still have a choice, a decision to make. Does that make sense? Make sense that's there? So people that are born. Some of the temptations you think of what we have today won't be there, right? I'm talking about those that are born, right? Our Lord is not going to allow some of that wicked stuff that goes on today. That's not going to happen, right? God's going to say, no way. But the reality is, your heart is still wickedness, right? So, as we look down here, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. So during that time, you think about it as people that will be born, be building houses, right? They'll be planning, they'll be working, right? God made us to work, right? God doesn't want us to be lazy. And we could see during this time, people will be building things. People will be eating. In verse 22, they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of thy people, of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands, right? So you think about it, it's going to be a lot different, right? Think about people doing foreclosure and stuff like that. No, that's not going to happen, right? God is going to bless during this time, and people aren't going to steal from people. People aren't going to rip people off. And what is he saying? Their life. These people who are born that time will live longer. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they're yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. So again, during this time, what we could see is the animal kingdom will be different, right? You don't want to have a wolf by a lamb today. If you do, you will have a wolf. You won't have the lamb, right? Because the wolf will eat the lamb. During that time, they're going to feed together, right? They'll eat. So he's going to eat the grass. You may say, well, how is that possible? Well, at one time, that's how they did eat. When God first created them, then sin entered into the world. And when sin entered into the world, then you see all the murders and, you know, killings that are in humans. And then you see the killings with animals. But it's going to change. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the bullock, right? So it's not going to be a meat eater. That lamb is going to be able to, that wolf is going to sit and eat grass, right? So if you think about it, that's why a chow can go up to a lion, because that lion's not going to attack it. Imagine that, how wonderful this is going to be. And thus shall the servants meet. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. And you think about in Jerusalem, what's going to happen there. They'll be prevented from doing anything. I mean, this is going to be a glorious place, right? Do you think about that, the millennial reign? Any questions with that, the millennial reign, what we're going through? Make sense? Right? Some of it is hard to picture because we're not there, right? We see in the scripture. But anyway, what we'll see is people are going to live longer. There'll still be sin, right, that's in the world, but it won't be as what we see today. And people have an opportunity to receive or reject Jesus Christ. Look over here to the book of Micah. In the book of Micah. Book of Micah. Sometimes it's easy if you go to Matthew and start working your way left in those minor prophets and take your time. Or you can go to the front of your Bible where it says Micah, and you go to that page. During the millennial reign, let me ask you, will there be people worshiping false gods?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Anyone else? There you go. Micah chapter 4, and you'll see it here. What they answered is correct. Look here at Micah chapter 4 in verse 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountains of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountain. So we know that this refers to as in a power, right? So you think about today, United States, if it was back in this terminology, they would say the United States is like a top a mountain, right? What it's saying is a world power that's there. Yes, Mark?
Make sure you're in Micah 1.
Chapter 4.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
That's all right.
Sorry.
That's all right. That means you're following along. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, right? So what it's saying is Israel will be a superpower, right? Because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it, right? So there's going to be people that come, right? We've seen that before. There will be a way, as the Bible says, and people will be coming to worship the Lord. We know during that time they're going to go back to some Old Testament things, the feasts, the sacrifices, going back to the Passovers. Those things will be established again during the millennial reign. They're going to go back to the Sabbath, right? We saw that. So now, verse 2. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Right? So we know Israel, the nation of Israel, will be saved. And now what we're going to see is these Gentile people are saying, hey, that came through the tribulation period, there are going to be kids that will be born, they're going to be growing, and saying, hey, let's go see the Messiah. Let's go in here, right? And it's wonderful. Amen. It's like pulling teeth to try to get people to go to church today. Amen. In that day, you're going to see something that's different. Now, where's the devil during this time, millennial reign? He's in a bottomless pit, right? So he's in a bottomless pit. You think about that. But hey, he's still falling. Amen. So anyway, you think about him being over there. Some things are moved out, right? So that temptation that he brings is moved out. So again, God is ruling with a rod of iron. It'll be a time of righteousness. People will live longer. You won't see the chaos as what we're having today. And what we're going to see is there will be a desire in people's heart to come. That doesn't mean everyone, right? But there's going to be a lot of people to say that. Now look at verse 3. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, right? So if America is still here, America won't be as what America is today. But anyway, he is judge, he is Lord, he is king, king of kings and Lord of lords. But anyway, he is judging, fully aware of everything, and he will bring his judgment, right, to get... make sure nations are doing what's right. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up the sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Right? During this time will be the time of peace. Now they're trying to bring peace to Israel, which is a good thing, right? Because you would want it. But they're never going to have peace. During this time of millennial reign, there'll be peace. There's not going to be wars that's going to happen at this time. You think about the armies, right? From a standpoint, it says they're not going to learn war. They wouldn't have to. Why? because Jesus is ruling and reigning. Amen. You don't have to worry about that, right? So things will be different during this time, right? It'll be a time of peace, right? You think about it, in our day and age, there are some people in our day and age have lived through, some people would probably still would have been alive. Could have been World War I, World War II, right? Korean War. You know, there may be different wars that you have seen, right? Iraq War, Persian Gulf, you know, Vietnam. But you think about, in a short period of time of those wars that are happening, during that time, that thousand-year millennial reign, it's not going to happen. They're not going to have, you know, there's no need for a gun. There's nothing wrong if God is, you know, you want to own a gun, you could do that. Do it legally. Don't, you know, get it on the black market. Don't take off the serial numbers or whatever. But there's nothing wrong with that. And you have a gun. Why? You have a gun to protect yourself. Someone breaks into your home or something would happen. During this time, that's not going to be needed, right? Rule and reign. Joe, did you have a question about this?
Yeah.
About this millennial reign?
In the thousand-year millennial reign,
yep.
When our Savior comes back, our Savior,
yep.
The ones that are the non-believers, are they going to retaliate against our Savior, their Savior as well?
What do you mean?
Retaliate.
Well, at the beginning, those that come against Israel, God's going to wipe them out. Then those that are on this millennial reign that will be make it through, and those that are born, they're not going to retaliate during that thousand-year millennial reign, because they're not allowed to.
He won't allow it.
Yeah. They're not going to learn war.
Right?
They'll
make sure.
There's no conspiracy theory. You're not going to get on the internet, conspiracy theory, and all this meat somewhere, right? God's not going to allow that. Ain't going to happen.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Good. So then look at verse 4. You probably already forgot about that question I asked, right? Verse 4. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, right? So again, peace. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of, look at this, his God, undercase G. That's not the God of heaven. That's a false God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. So, yes, during that time, even though our Lord has set up his kingdom and people know who he is, they still have a choice, Mark, to receive Jesus Christ or reject him. And what we see here is there will be many, even though they see him, even though there's going to be those that will come and quote-unquote worship, they're not right with him. Do you know people come to church that are lost and they believe they're saved or they think they're saved or they know they're not saved, but they just come, right? And some people come to church for all kinds of different reasons. And it's probably similar. They may come there to worship because they're afraid, Mark, because if they don't worship, he's going to bring judgment. So they'll say, all right, well, I'll come there, right? Sometimes it's like that with a child at home. They know that they have authority at the home. If they act up, they'll have a spanking or some kind of things. But then they leave the home. You know, they never accept the Lord. They never truly believe like they should have, or they just rebel, right? And it's like, well, you can't tell me what to do. Well, during this time, God is not forcing people to accept him. God never forces someone. You either receive him or reject him. It's your choice. You have an opportunity to, you can pay for your sins, or you can allow Jesus to pay for your sin. It's your choice, right? If you want to pay for your sin, well, you'll spend eternity in hell paying for it. That's your choice. Or you can receive Jesus Christ and he'll pay for them and you go to heaven. Now, it's an easy decision, but a lot of times people make it hard. I ain't doing that. Well, you have a choice. That's what God has given you, a choice. And during the millennial reign, what we see here, even though he's making sure the sin that we see today is not going to happen, right? He's like, nope, that ain't going to happen, right? And all that pornography and wickedness, nope, God says, not going to happen. But you still have a free choice. The lost people that are born in this world during this time are going to be blessed because they'll have longer life. They're going to build things and, you know, no one's going to take it. I mean, they're going to be blessed because of what Jesus is doing, but they still have a choice to make, to receive or to reject Jesus Christ. So that's 1,000 years that's going to happen. We as believers will be back here. We'll be ruling and reigning with Him till there'll be peace. The animal world is going to be different. There will be other nations that are out there. And as through, you think about it, as 1,000 years go by, the population will grow because people aren't going to die, right? As what we see, right? The people, they'll die, but people live longer. And as people are living longer, you think about it, there'll be those who have children and others who have children. And then grandkids and great-grandkids, right? And you think about the world's population will grow during that time. And then what happens is, look over here to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. In Revelation chapter 20. So that makes sense. Millennial reign, we're all good. All right. Look over here to Revelation chapter 20. There's a few things in the Bible I really scratch my head about and makes me go, wow. And this is one of the things that makes me go, wow. Look here in Revelation chapter 20 in verse 7. Now we're at the end of the millennial reign. So we're at the end of the millennial reign. So what do I mean by that? This is at the end of 1,000 years. Jesus' reign is still going. His reign is forever. When he sets up on this earth, it's 1,000 years, millennial reign of the devil's not going to be here, and things that are going to happen, what we just described. Then at the end of 1,000 years, God is now going to give people an opportunity. You have to make a decision, right? There comes a time where you have to make a decision, right? And look here, verse 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loose out of his prison. He right now would be bound. He's in a bottomless pit, fallen for 1,000 years. And at the end of 1,000 years, God says, all right, it's time. And he allows him to come out of the bottomless pit. And as the devil comes out of that bottomless pit, the Bible tells us in verse 8, and shall go out to deceive the nations that are at the four corners of the earth, right? So again, the world is going to be different. Remember, there was a huge earthquake that was there that happened. The mountains fled. The islands fled. I mean, things are going to be different, right? So when he talks about this, is when the devil goes out, he'll go to the four corners. Is it possible because all the land will go together? I don't know, right? Possible, because then talks of that. Not 100% sure, but what this is saying is, as the devil goes out, he's going to go out to those nations, different nations around Israel, and he's going to deceive them. That's what the devil's doing today, right? He's deceiving people. He has people deceived, you know, that you can defeat God, you'll go to heaven, you're okay. So anyway, he's going to go out and deceive the nations. You would think, after 1,000 years living on this earth, if there were those that made it through 1,000 years or those that were born, those who went and worshiped the Lord and saw Him, they'll see us serving Him. They'll see the blessing. You would think those people would be like, I want Jesus. But they don't. The Bible says, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So again, the population in that 1,000 years is going to expand and grow, right? So what is the number? I don't know. It's, you know, it's sand of the sea. What it's saying is you can't count it. It's just a huge number. It's kind of like air population. They say we have 8 billion people. They're just telling you the best guess. They don't even know. You know what I mean? You just can't count, right? So anyway, but if you think about this, it goes out to deceive the majority of these people, Mark, that were born are going to reject Jesus Christ. That is one of the most baffling things when I read the Bible there in Judas. That Judas rejected the Lord there, seeing the Lord, seeing all that he did, knew that the miracles was a part of the ministry. That scratched my head and is like, that doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense to me either. You would think they would say, we see him. We know it, right? Because, again, they're going to be able to, in history, look back and say that Jesus came, was born into this world. We see him reigning. They'll have the Bible. They know it's true. They'll see there be people that have got saved. I mean, they're going to see all these things. Because you still have a free choice. That's what it comes down to. People say, oh, the devil made me to do it. The chances are it wasn't the devil. It's you. It's you. It's your sin nature. And these people will have a decision to make. And they will turn against Jesus Christ. Now look here, verse 9. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, encompassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. So as he goes out to deceive for a little season, right? Little season. Jeremy, it's not hundreds and hundreds of years. Just a short period of time. It amazes me how people will follow evil, right? It's just amazing how people just easily follow evil. And here it is. They're going to gather together a go against Israel. And here it is. Verse 9, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and encompassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. They're not given a chance. They were already given a chance. They're there, right? The Lord doesn't come to them and say, what are you doing? Right? They already seen it. And when they come, God says, all right, fire comes down and they're destroyed. And we'll come back next week to this because what you're going to see is what happens, right? What happens to this earth and everything. What? Yeah. Best is yet to come, that's for sure. So anyway... if you're wondering, read the book. Amen. It's all in there. Any questions with that, the millennial reign or anything? Yes, sir.
Just one quick question, please. Armageddon.
Yes.
Is that after the rapture or after the millennium?
That is during the tribulation period that you'll see it. Yeah. I think it's Revelation chapter 16, I believe.
Right.
Yep.
I wanted to make sure.
Yep. There is where it talks about Gog and Magog. I think there's a Gog and Magog that's in the book of Revelation as a war also that happens.
Right.
Yep. Any other questions? All right, let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to do your study. I know it was more a lot of reading, and I hope people will be able to grasp that. I pray for your protection over us. Keep us safe and help us as we travel home to have a blessed day and to bring us back if you tarry on Sunday. In Jesus, your precious name.